terms of the law, the petition should be served at the address given by the person who won the election in his papers, in his nomination papers. Because there's been occasions in the past where people failed to serve petitions at the addresses given, and those cases were actually dismissed on that technicality. So it is possible for the petition to be dismissed on that technicality.
What other processes are expected from this case, from today and onwards?
Well, on service, as soon as the petition is served on the respondents have 3 days, I think three or five, I'm not very sure now, but to file their opposing papers. And then after they've filed their opposing papers and served them on the petitioner, the person petitioning the court, the petitioner has a right to file what we call an answering affidavit. And then after that, the parties then file what are called a heads of argument. And all this should be done within 14 days. Because on the 14th day, the court is supposed to sit and then hear the matter. So there are two or three processes that have to happen before the matter is set down for hearing. And this takes, as I said, about 2 weeks.
So now, meaning that from the time the MTC Alliance filed these papers up to the 14th day of the case, do you think this is sort of like enough time for these guys to argue over this case?
In fact, I think the reason why the Constitution gave time periods was to, you will recall that some years ago, the late Tsvangirai actually filed a similar petition. And I think the case took so long to determine that by the time it was to be set down for hearing, it would have been of academic purposes, to the served academic interests or purposes. So I think for the drafters of the Constitution to limit the period to 14 days, it was an attempt to make sure that these things or these sorts of petitions are dealt with within 2 weeks of filing, because they are very, very important for the nation, they are very, very important for the country. So it is possible, because these guys were involved for the next 2 days, 14 days, they are doing nothing else but working on this case.
Suppose 24/7. Yes. Suppose the case is dismissed on that technicality, on this technicality that Naga was not served properly. Do you see the MPC appealing against that, or that's the final decision, right?
No. You cannot appeal against a constitutional court decision. It's final. There is nothing. There is no appeal. That they have the final word on matters of that nature.
So what could be next for them?
MPCA, they will have to look to the next elections or maybe use other political means if they still feel that they have a strong case. But that is unlikely to succeed.